once you get up, you can then go right back to sleep.
Okay. We are up to the Gemara. I'll identify exactly where we're up to in a moment, but I want to give the background so we can start. The Gemara made a Machlokes Tanoim, wanted to make a Machlokes Tanoim, presented a Machlokes Tanoim, if Hakaf is called a Reish, is considered Hakaf or not. Let me explain that in English one time so I don't have to repeat myself. And that is, when a person cuts off all the hair of his head, is he violating the law of rounding off his head? The law says, L'sakifu pas reishkem, which means don't round off the corners of your head, which means round off your hair, which cuts off the corners. That's what the Torah wrote. Does that mean don't take off the payas regardless of how you do it? Or does it mean don't take off the payas and leave the rest of your hair? That's the machloikas, that's the shayla. We want to make a machloikas tanoim out of it because we're looking at the drasha of two different brises about what the word reishai teaches me by mitzayra. The Torah says by mitzayra, begilach is called reishai. He should cut off, it's called sarai. He should cut off all his hair. The Torah did not have to elaborate any more after that. So why did the Torah write three words? Reishai, Skanai, Gavas, Einav. We're going to deal with two of them here, which is Reishai and Skanai. Gavas, Einav, the Gemara in Seifet says, is to make a klal pratu klal of what kind of hair is included in Kol Sarai. It has to be a gathering of hair in a revealed place. Because that's what Gavas Einav are. That's what eyebrows are. So that's why Gavas Einav is necessary to show us which hair has to be cut off. It's Machlokes Tanoim. The Rush brings this down only because of one Tana. There's another Tana that learns Gavas Einav differently, but that's not our sugya now. See Masech Tesaita and enjoy. But that's not the point here. But Reishai and Skanai are to teach us halachas. So we have two brises on what to do with Reishai. One brise says that a Mitzayra is allowed to cut off all his hair. Because had the Torah not written Reishai, I would have said he can't cut off all his hair, he's cutting off his payas. Therefore,
what do you do with that?
What?
So what do you do?
Well, you haven't let me finish. Like, you know, I mean, I hate to say this, I'm in the middle. You know.
I'm cutting off the whole hair. Of the whole head.
Yes.
Is that winter?
That's the Machlokes here. This is the Machlokes Tanoim. That's what we're talking about.
Do eyebrows count or don't count?
Eyebrows have to be cut off also. It's Mitzayra now. We're not talking about everybody else. We're talking about Mitzayra.
I know a guy that cut up his whole hair and payas. A poor guy. Is that Mitzayra or something?
Well, it depends how short he was.
He was cleaned off like you.
Well, it's us, sir. Halacha, it's us. According to the halacha, I'm not getting involved now in saying that. Okay. Now, so one Tana says that the pasuk of Reishai is to permit a Mitzayra to cut off his hair because had the Torah not elaborate, had not specified Reishai, I would have said he can't touch the hair of his head because he's cutting off his payas. So the Torah has to come and say, no, don't worry about payas. In other words, the assay of Mitzayra can push off the law of cutting off payas. That's what the Torah is telling you. The other Tana says that Reishai is telling me totally different. That a Nazir Mitzayra, who has three things going against him, one, he's cutting off his hair. Two, he's a Nazir, he's not allowed to touch his hair, both with a lav and an assay. So the two Isurim for a Nazir to cut off his hair, nothing to do with payas. Tarle Yavu Arashai, not allowed to cut off any hair, and Kadishia Gadol Peres Arashai Mitzvah Assay, to let his hair grow. And the Torah is saying, Arashai, to permit the Nazir to cut off the hair. That means that Tana did not use Reishai for a regular Mitzayra. He uses Reishai for a Mitzayra Nazir. Now, you don't jump to Nazir if you need it for a regular Mitzayra. If you jump to Nazir, that means you don't need it for a regular Mitzayra. Why don't you need the pasuk for a regular Mitzayra? The answer is because there's no Isser. There's no Isser in cutting off all the hair. Therefore, the Torah didn't need to tell me that a Mitzayra can cut off all the hair of his head. Why shouldn't he be able to do it? So the Torah must be telling me that even a Nazir who has two Isurim can cut off his hair. That's the second brisa. Therefore, the Gemara understands that the Machlokes is, do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to cut off your payas together with the rest of your hair? That means Hakaf is called a Reish Shema Hakafa. Well, I don't need a pasuk for that because Hakaf is called a Reish Shema Hakafa. That's what the Gemara wanted to say is the Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara responded and said, no. Maybe everybody holds a kavod kala reish loishma akava. You wouldn't be violating an iser if you cut off all the hair of your head. But the first braisa holds that you're allowed to cut off your payas first, then cut off the rest of the hair of your head. And the Torah is permitting that, even though you're cutting off your payas, and you're violating a law. That's what the first braisa meant to say. If you were cutting off all your hair, you wouldn't be cutting off your payas first, there would be no problem. But if you're cutting off the payas first, then going to the rest of the hair, that would be a law. So the Torah is telling me you're allowed to do that. So the Gemara wanted to say that they both agree that Hakavas Kala Reish is not a Hakava. But the first braisa wanted a pasuk to broaden the heter, that you can even cut your payas off first, which is a law, and then cut the rest of your hair. The Gemara responded to that, that's an impossible shot. The Torah never permits you to do an iser if there's a way to do it without an iser. If you can cut off all the hair first and then go to your payas, would not be an iser if you hold Leishma HaKafa, so why would the Torah permit you to cut your payas off first? Therefore, the Gemara rejects that shot. That's not shot the first braisa. So we're back to the other shot, that the two braisas are arguing whether cutting off payas is an iser or not if you cut off all the hair of your head. First braisa says it is, so I need roishoy to permit it by mitzayra. And the second braisa says it's not aser, I don't need a pasuk to permit it by mitzayra, so I use it for mitzayra and aser. That's where we left off yesterday. Yes?
In regard to your statement, the Torah never permits one to do an iser if there's a way of doing it without. What about Big Day Kavanah?
Yeah, I understand the question.
There's mandatory shotness in Big
Day. So that means the Torah permitted, but there's no other way. Torah said Big Day Kuna needs to be that way.
You can be a vote of
him in
linen without shotness.
What was that? Are you a kind head daddy? Are you a kind guttle? You're getting involved in a sugya. What do you want to pick a side? What do you want to say? Kind head daddy doesn't wear shotness.
The same thing was bothering you is bothering me also, but
it doesn't bother me. Well, I have no problem. I'm fine. I'm relaxed.
I already thought of what you're saying. It does seem to me that there would be a way of permitting the kind to do it. What you're saying is there's no way to permit it to do a photo without wearing shotgun.
Correct.
And
that's what I'm saying.
I just find that hard to say, but I don't see any way around it, so you got a point. I mean,
that's not a
good question. Okay, so that's a big tumult. That's a major tumul nirishayinim. That's, again, a major tumul nirishayinim. What's the heter to put on tamar and a bag of pishtan if you can make this inside a pishtan? The answer is, because you have tchelus. If you have tchelus, you have to put on tamar. So that takes care of that problem. The problem is the other way. By bag of tamar, why should you be allowed to put on chutei pishtan, which you're allowed to do, if you don't have to? So that's the Rashba, Ramban, the Taisvas, everybody and his brother talks about it in Yavam.
No, everyone agrees if a person would just have his payas cut off and just his hair stay on.
He's ever love.
That's no question.
No question. It's a pirate. It's a pussy.
No, I'm saying it.
Not a question.
The whole show is
whole
thing. Right. No matter what order, no matter...
Well, the Gemara wanted... It does make a difference in what order. Right. Because if you cut off your payas first and left your head, you just violated a lav. You can't remove the lav. You did a lav. You rounded up your head.
According to the opinion that rounding the whole head is not...
No, not rounding the whole head.
Not,
cutting off all the hair.
Not cutting the payas.
Right.
Today, Rocky's question.
You wouldn't be chayiv if you take a whole haircut now. But we passed our cover, so right to my cover. What am I supposed to do? Zug to Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to try to say it. It's another shot in the two braises that they don't argue whether it's hakafa or not. We tried yesterday to say everybody agrees that it's not usher, but we rejected that. So now we're going to try a different way to say that the braises don't argue about hakafa. Zakti Gemara. Ella. Now, where's Ella? Smack in the middle of the Amud. If you go across Tyson Sitzes, Nun Ches Amud Aleph, 58A. I don't know if it's one or two by you. You go across Tyson Sitzes and go three lines down, two lines down to the word Ella. A2. Ella. The Kula Al Ma'akafas Kala Reish Ma'akafah. So now the Gemara comes back and says, both of these brides agree that it is usher to cut off all your hair of your head because you're cutting off your payas. So then why does the Pasuk not use it for a regular Mitzayra? So what's shot in that second brisa that jumped to Nazir? What right did he have to go to Nazir and say that Mitzayra can cut off his hair even though he's a Nazir and violate a lav and an asay? What right did he have to do that if he can stick with a simple Mitzayra? The rule always is, you say the least chiddush. You don't jump to chiddush 2 if you haven't taken care of chiddush 1. I'm sorry?
Which update?
Kadeshiyah Gadol Parasai Rashai.
That's another.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yaluf Migdilim,
Shilur and Zadassad Eichelot Zadassad from Tzitzis. Damekra, Leso Beshatnas, Betanya Leso Beshatnas, Hagdilim Tasa Luchamehem. The Torah juxtaposes the pasuk of not making shot with simple shot with semer of pishnim yachdov. Right next to it says gedilim tasa l'cha l'arba kamvetzususcha to make tzitzis. So we say the juxtaposition of the psukim is to say that tzitzis can be shotness. That teaches me that the assay of tzitzis is daichad aloysas of shotness. So I don't need Roitzrei to tell me that a mitzayra's assay pushes away the law of payas. I learned it out from tzitzis already. I don't need a source from Mitzayra. If the Torah teaches me Esed Teichelai Tzetzah by Tzitzis, so now I have a rule. Esed Teichelai Tzetzah. I don't need the Torah to repeat it multiple times. So the Torah taught me Esed Teichelai Tzetzah. Mitzayra has an assay to cut off his hair. He has a lav, he's not allowed to cut off his payas. But we know that Esed Teichelai Tzetzah. I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter. So it's an extra pasuk. So he uses it for nazir. Because had he not had a pasuk for Esed Teichelai Tzetzah, he would have had to have it for a regular Mitzayra. But because he has a pasuk of Esed Teichelai Tzetzah, he has a right now to say, I don't need this pasuk to tell me a regular Mitzayra can cut off his payas. So it's an extra pasuk, I use it for nazir. Zakta Rush. Hagdilim Tassalachah Mehem. I don't know where you have it. I have it about halfway down. Hagdilim tasa l'chamehem. For us, I say digdilim tasa. The assay of making tzitzis tasa l'ch. L'cha, v'dokhi lo'i sober shad. Zok the Gemara writer. So now we have a kasha. So everybody can learn that pasuk. So why does the first brisa not learn that way? See, we're going to have to go back and forth now. We're saying now that everybody agrees cutting off your whole hair is an isser. And one pasuk, one brisa says, I need roisher to permit it by Mitzayra. The other pasuk says, I already know it. I know it from Tzitzis. So what does the first brisa do? Doesn't he know it from Tzitzis too? Why doesn't he know it from Tzitzis? Zok de Gemara, man de nafkalei meroisher, my time of the nafkalei migdilim. Why doesn't he learn it out from Tzitzis? Amalach, because gdilim, I would have learned differently. Now, I just used the word, a very important word. I would have learned differently. I would have not used it for Asei Teichelai Tzetzah. I would have said a whole different shot. And therefore, I need Roshai to teach me that you can, that the Asei of Mitzayra can push away the lava of Loisakif. What would have I said? Now, in order to understand what the Gemara is going to say now, we have to go to a statement that Rava made in Masechtas Yevamos, which Rava had a contradiction. Amalach, the Rabba Udasi. The Rabba Rami. Rabba has a problem. It says in the Pasik, put on the strings, Tzitzis has another word aside for strings, the fringes of your corner, a thread of blue wool. So we say, why does it say Tzitzis Hakanav? It already said, Al-Kamfei V'gdehem. We said that at the beginning of Parshat Tzitzis. Vasul on Tzitzis, Al-Kamfei V'gdehem, with their rights. Why do I have to say Tzitzis, Al-Kanav? So Rava says, min kanaf. Use the type of material that you use for your beged. Use that for your tzitzis. So if I make a cotton beged, I should use cotton tzitzis. If I make a beged out of wool, I should use wool tzitzis. If I make a beged out of pishtan, I should use pishtan tzitzis. That's what min kanaf tells me. Use the kind of material that you use for your kanaf, which is the corner of your clothing. Use that and make the tzitzis, your fringes, out of the same material. That's what the word says. So Rava had a problem. The pasuk says, which means that use tzemer u'pishtim for your tzitzis, regardless of what the thing is made out of. The Torah is putting tzemer u'pishtim next to tzitzis to tell me fringes should be made out of tzemer u'pishtim, not anything else. So Rava had this contradiction. One pasuk tells me tzitzis have to be made either of wool or linen, and one pasuk says you make it out of the type of material that your beged is made out of. Can I use cotton tzitzis or can I not use cotton tzitzis? One pasuk says I should use cotton tzitzis, and one pasuk says no, use woolen tzitzis or linen tzitzis. So Rava answered, okay, Tzad, tzemer u'pishtim paitrim bein b'minam bein shaloi b'minam. Tzemer u'pishtim can be used for any material. I can use wool or linen tzitzis for cotton. And shar minim b'minam paitrim shaloi b'minam ein paitrim. Other minim, cotton can only patra cotton begadim. I can't use cotton tzitzis on my woolen clothing. I can't use cotton tzitzis on my linen clothing. Wool and linen can be used on any material. However, every material can have its own tzitzis also. Cotton beged can have cotton tzitzis. Tzemer beged needs to have tzemer u'pishtim. Cannot. Tzemer u'pishtim works everywhere. That's Rava's teretz. Now.
Cotton has to have cotton u'pishtim.
Doesn't have to. Could have cotton. Tzemer u'pishtim works everywhere. Cotton only works in its own kind. So Rava learns the pasuk that says its own kind is allowing its own kind. The pasuk that says tzemer u'pishtim says that works universally. It's right next to gedilim. It says leitzul b'shat the tzemer u'pishtim yagdav gedilim tasalakas. Again, we'll try one more time. It's such a thing called smuchim, juxtaposition of sukkim, that allows us to darshan it for the next pasuk. So it says, "Leisu b'shat the tzemer u'pishtim yagdav," and the Torah puts it right next to gzilim tasal makav to tell me that tzitzis should be made out of tzemer u'pishtim. Well, Rava has a problem because it says one pasuk it has to be the own kind, and the other pasuk says tzemer u'pishtim, doesn't say own kind.
Cure-all.
That's what the rabbi's answer, correct. Tzemer u'pishtim are cure-alls, and cotton is only used for cotton beged. I can't think of any other natural material that you can make a beged out of, but that's because I don't know. There must be other ones also, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking about synthetic materials.
Silk.
Fine, thank you. Very good. Silk beged can have silk. Silk beged can have silk tzitzis. Very good, thank you. Cotton beged can have cotton tzitzis.
Canvas.
I can't hear you.
Canvas.
Yeah, thank you very much. Leather's not so much. It's fiber. It's not so red. Yeah.
He said canvas.
I heard you, canvas, thank you. Hemp. I like to use that word, hemp. Yeah, you can make it out of marijuana, hemp. Right. Maybe not, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. This is not the subject for it, I don't know. But I'm trying to, I didn't want to talk about synthetic materials. It's a big tumult with synthetic materials can have a chayiv and tzitzis. They really begot them, they're plastic or whatever it's made out of, it's synthetic. I'm not going there, we're not learning hilchos tzitzis now. You can ask these questions when we learn hilchos tzitzis, now we're learning Gemara. Now, the problem over here is that we're going to need another connect here. Because we don't hold a Rava. We don't agree that That's what the pasuk is coming to say. I don't mean we, Yitzchak Margaretin. I mean we, other Tanoim, disagree with Rava, other Mandi Amram. And they say that Kat Megadim aren't Chayiv and Tzitzis Midiraisa. They don't agree to Rava that the Torah allows cotton tzitzis for cotton baguette, because they say the only thing that's a baguette is wool and linen, that the Torah recognizes as a baguette. That's a sugya yavamas, but the sugya yavamas says that there are mandiyamrim that hold that the only baguette that the Torah recognizes as a baguette is wool or linen. So we don't hold of Rava hakanav min kanav. But, this is the part. But had it not said, that Raishai, I would have said that the Torah allows wool for wool and linen for linen. I would have used Rasha's drasha of Hakanof Min Kanof to limit wool and linen, not to include cotton, because according to those sheets, cotton is not even Chayiv and Tzitzis. So how can I use cotton? But I would have said that the Torah wrote Min Kanof to tell me that tzemer can only be for tzemer, and piston can only be for piston, and never the twain could meet. So comes along Raishai, and tells me, so I go back to Gedilim, and I say, don't limit it. Use tzemer and piston. I wouldn't have used Gedilim as a source. I would have said Gedilim is not a good source for Asa Daichalai Tessa, because maybe it's allowing tzemer for tzemer and piston for piston. Like Rava said, min kanav. I'm not going to use min kanav like Rava for cotton, because the Mandi Amrim holds cotton is not even chayiv in tzitzis. But I'm going to use min kanav to limit when I can use wool and linen. But once I have Raishai that teaches me that a Mitzayri can cut off his payas, so now I go back to Gedilim and I say, don't limit it. Use tzemer or pishna for whatever you want. That's how the Rush explains this Gemara.
I could have predicted this question.
And that is, we're not learning Yavamas now, but there's a Mandiyama that says that whenever the Torah says the word beged, it means wool or linen.
I heard that part. But it seems like you didn't mention that silk would be a...
So I use cotton as an example.
As much as cotton.
Same as cotton. Okay. Silk and cotton, any natural material. According to these sheetas, which is machlekes v'shainim how we pass them, by the way. Those people who are machped to wear wool tzitzis are saying cotton is only a drabonon. Why should I wear a tzitzis midrabonon when I can wear a tzitzis midraisa? There are people that are machped to wear wool all the time.
Summertime also?
Some people are. I didn't say you have to. I'm not paskening. It's not how long it's here. Again, I'm not going there now. We're not going to halacha. I just mentioned that this machloikis has a machloikis la'alocha. Whether we pass him like Rava, we don't pass him like Rava.
Because only tzemer and pishim are mentioned.
No! Because the word, again,
for
the word.
Beged means tzemer pishim.
Exactly. The Webster's on beged, according to the Yitzchak, say beged, A, wool or linen. Garment made out of wool and linen. That's what Webster says.
Well, anything else, theoretically, it might not. You can work about consults about sisters, theoretically.
Biblically.
Biblically.
Not rabbinically.
Right.
Biblically, correct. According to those sheetas, when I wear cotton sisters, I am keeping a rabbinic mitzvah, which, by the way, is a wonderful thing, and not a biblical mitzvah. So this is a big machlokes. The Gra wore cotton tzitzis. Yeah. The Chazanish wore cotton tzitzis. So be very careful before you throw stones at people, because you might be hitting the wrong people.
Well,
No, you can't. That's not what teaches you at all. You know, this is not the Shir and Hilchos Tzitzis, but it's not teaching you that at all.
It just destroyed like half of the bar mitzvah Shir that are done in the world.
Again, we'll try one more time. there are shittas that say that beggar does not only mean woolen linen. And if you paskin that way, there's nothing wrong in wearing cotton tzitzis. So therefore, the fact that somebody wears cotton tzitzis like the Gra doesn't necessarily mean he's being mevatel the deraisa. It might be because he holds it is a deraisa in cotton. That's what I'm trying to say.
Why does the Chazal need to do it?
I know, I didn't ask him. I'm not getting involved in that now. It's not the time and place for this. I did not want to learn Hilchos Tzitzis now.
Having been in St. Rock during the summer, I can tell you why.
Zog Derash. So, Zog the Gemara Vayter. I'm reading it. Let me read the Gemara again. Amalach. He says, the word Tzitzis itself would not have teach me Esed Echalai Tzitzis. Look, the Rav was. The Rav Ramit Sivan Asma Tzitzis HaKanav Min Kanav. Kanaf min kanaf, the type of its beggar. What?
Min kanaf is not the
quote. No, you don't say it every morning, do you? Psil tchelis, psil tchelis, that's one pasuk. Miksiv temra pishtim yagdav. Okay, that. Temra pishtim paitrim be beminam be shloi beminam. Shai minam beminam paitrim shloi beminam ein paitrim. Period. Dr. Rush. Oman de nafkalei meraishai. My time alay nafkalei megdilim. Why doesn't he learn nafkalei megdilim? The Nidrish right sorry, the Labate, if you use it for Nazir. The Rav Rami, Ksiv al Tzitzis HaKanav Sil. The Mashma Mimin HaKanav Yab Sil. Ksiv Temer Pishtim Yagdav. Gdilim Tasalacha, the Mashma Dafka Mehem, they say Gdilim. Only do Gdilim from them. Okay, Tzad. Temer Pishtim Paitrim Bein Beminim Bein Shloi Beminim. Ahani HaSmichos. The juxtaposition of the Psukim helps. L'yapis Kaichan, to strengthen the power of Temer Pishtim, Shepaitrim Absalai Beminah, that they can absolve even when it's not their own kind. He got Temer Batalus of Pishtan, Aichomeshi, a wool in a talus of linen or of silk, Upishtan Bishal Temer Omeshi. He doesn't have cotton, he uses silk. Avul Sharminim, Ein Paitrim El Beminah, Kidamashma Mimin Hakonav, Ye Absil. Now here comes the Rush and adds a very important piece. And the importance becomes evident as we learn the sugya. The hashtag, Elav de Shamina me Raishai, if we would not have learned from Raishai, the Asay de Mitzayra Daichi Lav da Akafa, that the Asay of Mitzayra can push away the love of cutting our payas. Loyavi Mekmina Le Kral de Dilam with the Rabba Mamish, not like we would have learned like Rabba because we hold cotton sputter from tzitzis. Ella Kidiyuka de Rabba, we would have learned like Rabba's inference. Temer l'temer l'meshi, avu l'pishtan l'ay. You can use temer for, interesting, for temer or silk. Interesting that he says that because silk is only drabonon according to this. But not the pishtan. U'pishtan l'pishtan l'meshi. Right? Go in the stammer l'meme with asadraka l'aysasa. Why should I say a new rule of asadraka l'aysasa? I can learn the pasuk that the pasuk meant to tell me temer for temer and pishtan for pishtan. Keep in the matzi look for the yuka de rabba. So we never saw that concept elsewhere. So why use it for that concept if there's another way of learning? Don't jump to that loch of Esedaycha Loisessa. Ah, Bohashta de Goli Kra, the Esed of Mitzayra Daki Lav Da Kafa. But now that the Torah told me Esedaycha Loisessa by Mitzayra, now here comes the part that I didn't mention. Why can't Mitzayra be a source? Why change your pshat in tzitzis based on the essay of that? Because the essay of Mitzayra and the lav of Akafa, the lav of Akafa has something lacking in it. It's only for men, not for women. It's a weaker lav. Every lav besides two is for men and women. Here comes the Torah, made two lav and only for men. That makes it a weaker lav. So the fact that Mitzayra can push away the lav of Akafa doesn't teach me that an essay can push away a light essay that applies to everybody. It only can push away a light acid that's weaker. It doesn't apply to women. So Mitzayra is revealing to me that there's a concept called Esedaycha Loisessa. Mitzayra itself can't be the source in the whole Torah because Mitzayra is dealing with a weaker lav. Therefore, it reveals to me that when I learn the pasuk of tzitzis, I should learn Esedaycha Loisessa. Had the Torah never wrote Mitzayra, I would have never learned Esedaycha Loisessa. There's no such concept. But once the Torah revealed to me the concept, albeit that the Torah revealed it to me in a place that can't serve as a source, but the Torah revealed to me that the concept exists, So I go back to Tzitzis and I say, it makes much more sense to learn that the Torah is expanding the concept, because the concept exists already. Had the Torah never written me the concept, I would have not learned the pasuk by Tzitzis that way. But once the Torah revealed to me that the concept exists of Esed Reichelot Tzitzis, even though the Torah said it in a place that cannot serve as a source because it's dealing with a weaker love, but the Torah revealed to me that there's such a concept, so I go back to the pasuk of Tzitzis and I say that's what the pasuk is telling me. Also, let me read the Rush inside. So, the Rush, I'm a hashta de goli kra, the Esed Mitzvah Dachi Lav Dakafa. I can't use this as a source. Arav is not across the board. So now we darshan gedilim to be daicha. So the Rush is saying that without the pasuk of the Roshai, this the first man the Amr says, meaning the second brisa. Gedilim teaches me Esed Reichelot Tzitzis. I don't need anything to tell me how to learn that pasuk. I read the pasuk, I see Esed Reichelot Tzitzis. And this one, the Amr says, I don't see Esed Reichelot Tzitzis. I have a different pasuk, pshat. But once the Torah revealed to me by Rishai that concept exists, then I agree to you that pshat and gedilim is Esed Reichelot Tzitzis. But I need the pasuk of Rishai to reveal to me that the concept exists. That's the machlokes between the two brises. Yes?
Just because I haven't gone on. Is there any obligation on a woman to write or the rabbanim to wear tzitzis?
Wear tzitzis?
Not wear a bag with tzitzis.
No.
That's what I thought. So, therefore, is there any isser on it?
No.
So,
I mean, if to wear shatnas and tzitzis?
That's exactly what
it's not the sugi here now. That's a good question, but it's not for now.
Okay. The question would be, would a woman be able to wear wool and linen or vice versa?
That gets involved with their mitzvah kiyumas can be daich alav, and I'm not getting there. Not for now. See, Yavamas 4b, all the Rishayim talk about whether their mitzvah kiyumas can be daich alav.
Is the word aleh anywhere around there? The word
aleh. No, aleh is a little bit further than that. It's there. It's in Gimel Amud Beis. Yeah, it's there. And the word aleh scares you. I got it.
Yeah.
A lot of Yavamas that scares people, and that's one of the things, yes.
I think by Daf 17, that the
Rebbeinu
Shlomo
is
saying, I wish I
had heard
that.
Chas v'shalom.
Why
is a woman chayiv
in the...
Here we go. Mitzvah, what? Because that's the two law we had yesterday. That a woman is not chayiv in makif. Le'sashnis le'makif. God bash chas v'shin not back off her.
Because?
I'm a woman based in Kedushin. That's what I said yesterday. I answered that yesterday. I'm a woman based in Kedushin. What would Rabbi Ham be? Rabbi Ham be? I got right with
you. Yeah, but not well, obviously.
He was on the phone. He was on the phone.
I couldn't see. I can't see.
You can't see the phone? I saw the phone with my ears. Roy Masakailas.
I don't think he ever missed.
Okay, you can write that up in an article if you want to write an article about it. What do you want from me? Let's take my writer. The high Tana. Now we have to know, how would that Tana know that a Nazir can take a haircut? The Tana that used Rishai for a regular Matira, we're finished. One used it for a regular Matira, one used it for a Nazir, because he didn't need it for a regular Matira. He knew the Esed Reichelot Tzitzis from everywhere. Fine. Now the Tana that needed it for a regular Matira, because that teaches the concept of Esed Reichelot Tzitzis, so how does he know the case of Nazir? How does he know that a Matira takes a haircut, even when there's a lav and an assay? He has no pasuk for that. He needed Rishai for a regular Matira. So how does he know what happened to another Matira? Frank the Gemara by Tana the Mappet the Rishai the Lav Gareda. The Asi Asa Medacha Shloitz has to say. How does he know that a Matira can take a haircut even though he's violating both a Lav and an Asay? Stop. A Lav and an Asay. It happens to be the case before was not there. We're going to find another one. Minalam. Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you why. Nafkalei Miskanai. He learned it out from Miskanai. The Torah wrote by a Kayan that he can't be mashkes his beard. And the Torah has an assay there. Kedoshim Yula Lekayim. So if a Kayan cuts off his beard with a razor, he violates a lav and an assay. A Yisrael only violates a lav. A Kayan, the Torah gave him an extra isser, that he, when he cuts off his beard with a razor, he would be violating a lav and an assay. Now, here comes the Mitzayra. He has to cut off his beard. He's a Kayan. What does he do? If he cuts off his beard with a razor, because Mitzayra needs a razor, if he cuts off his beard, he's going to be violating a law and an assay. How can he do that? Torah says, the Torah says, Mitzayra can push away a law and an assay. So if that's true, that's what I learned it out from Skanai. Roshai teaches me a regular law, not like the Mandiyama that used it for Nazir. So Kanai teaches me a Kayan Mitzayra. And Nazir has no issue cutting off his beard. A Kayan Mitzayra. A Kayan Mitzayra has to cut off his beard. He's violating a law in an essay. So that's how that Mandiyama learns that a Mitzayra can violate a law in an essay. We're not talking about, we're talking about the beard now. The Nazir is no Isra to beard.
He's learning from there to...
to every Laban and Assay, correct. At this point in the Gemara, correct. At this point the Gemara is learning to every Laban and Assay. Zakhtira, the Gemara. Nafkilei miskara, the Tanya. Skarei matam with Lamer, why does it say Skarei by Mitzayra? Pishin emer paskanam loyigalechu. Yochav kaya Mitzayra kain. Talmud Leim is Kanai. Zogt der Rosh. Da si esse bedach alay se esse ba se minol le minol le mitzayra nazir megaleach right shay. How does he know it? Skanai ma Talmud Leim but the bechal kol sari who says gilach is kol sari. Pishin emre bekahanim apas kanam le galeach u Talmud Leim is Kanai. U bekahanim nami iskinami ikagam asay the gdashim yu. They have an extra say. What did nami the dachil ab asay the nazir? We can learn from Kayan to Nazir. Kayan's beard is the same as a Nazir's hair. That a Mitzayra can be Daicha Lavin and Asay. Frech the Rosh. How can I do that? You from Mitzayra, you only see the hair by it because, again, Bekasha. Heichi boil the male of Nazir Mikayan. A woman doesn't have the issue of cutting off a beard. So cutting off a beard is a weaker Lav. Nazir is both men and women. So how could you say that since the Torah allows a Kohen to cut off his beard, even though it's a lav and an assay, that I can pass it on to a Nazir? Kohen is a weaker lav than Nazir. That's the Rosh's problem. The Gemara answered that this Mandiyama learns out Nazir from Kohen. Kohen can cut off his beard, which is a lav and an assay, so Nazir can cut off his hair, which is a lav and an assay. Can't compare the two. The beard of a Kayan is a weaker lav. Doesn't apply to women. The hair of a Nazir is a non-gender-related lav. It applies to men and women equally. It's a stronger lav. Dr. Rush, hey, he boy the male of Nazir Mikayan, he can like so you mad lav, I say that's chosa, saying it's shava bakoil. It's not across the board. Saying it's not benashim. Time to be glue with Nazir, it's shava bakoil. The Hoki Park, the Gemara is going to ask that question later on something else. Wait to the end of the Gemara and you'll see how that answer that question. Don't ask the question now. Give the Gemara a chance. And this is the Maskana de Gemara. Nazir also has a kula. It's an isser that's crossed the board, men and women, but it's a removable isser. A person can go to a bezin, remove his naziris. It's a weaker lav. It's a lav that a person can remove. Any Nazir can take off the lav. So can yes the Mishaila. In case Skulamaim, the Gemara views it as equal with Lamedim Zemizah. The Gemara says, you're right. Kayan is a weaker lav. But Nazir is also a weaker lav for a different reason. Not because it's not applied to women, it does, but it's a removable lav. That's why you don't pass it on to call Torah. In the whole Torah, we don't say Asay is like a loy says of Asay. Because the two sources are Nazir and Kayan, and they're both weaker lav. But they're both weaker, so you can compare each other. That's what this Gemara holds now. So at the end of the day, what we're holding now, we're not at the end of the day yet, but at this point of the day, one man the Amr learns out from Rishai a regular lav. He needs that to teach me Asay is like a loy says. And he uses Skanai to teach me that a essay, Mitzayra can be daicha, a weaker lav in an essay. And therefore, any weaker lav, whether it's a weaker lav of a beard because it's not applied to women, whether it's a weaker lav of nazir because it's removable. Any assay can put away a weaker lav in an assay. Because you can go to Besson and remove your nazirus. So therefore, it's a weaker lav. The other man, the Amar, uses roishai for lav in an assay. Now the question is, what does he need skare for? He already learned it from roishai. That's the next piece of Gemara. So each one is going to, if I use Rishai to tell me Lavin and Asay, so I know Lavin and Asay already, so what do I need Skare for?
Why is it a weaker lav? Because
the
Torah said you can remove it. Yes.
That means it's a weaker lav. Can you remove the lav of Chazir?
No.
Can you remove the lav of Nevela? Can you remove the lav of Shabbat?
The person is dying and has nothing to eat.
That's not removing it. That's because Pekuach Nefesh is like everything. That's what we say. Not removing it.
I understand.
You can remove the Nazirus. How many lavim can you remove?
Is it a weaker assay? I know I'm misunderstanding it, but if you don't wear abakantos, you don't have to wear a tzitzis.
100%. So who says it's wrong? That's that assay. It's not allowed.
That's stark of a mitzvah
assay. You're right. It is. It's called a mitzvah to humans. You're 100% right. I'm not chayav to wear tzitzis. I am wearing tzitzis out of the goodness of my heart. No, I'm not. But that's the reason I'm wearing tzitzis, because the Gemara says, if I don't wear tzitzis, it's not such a good idea, because Rabbi Nishim gets angry at people that don't try to do mitzvahs. I'm not obligated to wear tzitzis. I'm not obligated to wear tzitzis.
If I do removing it, it's weaker lav.
If you can remove a lav, that means it's not so strong. How many lav can you remove? There's 365 lav. How many lav are you allowed to remove yourself? I can't think of any other one besides Nazir. I'm sure somebody will come up with something, but I can't think of another one. The Darim, Le'achol Dvar, I meant the same idea.
The person's sitting at the top of a mace on Pesach, and he's stomach, and he can't eat the...
Not removing it, he's doiched.
He's doiched.
And Nazir can remove his naziris whenever he feels like it. Not that something pushes it away. He removes it. You can remove Nadarim as well, and Shavuos also. But these are all things that he created with the word of his mouth. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Uman demapik lei. Why can't he use skane for that? So I'll tell you why. And according to you, that thinks that skane can teach it to me. The kaimalam ba'alma, we always learn, the lo yasi daichel lo yasei v'dachis loitzasa v'asei. We have a rule in Kalatai Rekula that an asei does not push away a lav in an asei. Leilof mikai d'dachi. Why doesn't Skanai teach me that the whole Tyrant can do it? Elamikayin lo yavina. Why can't we learn out from Skanai that everywhere in the Torah, an assay should be able to push away a lav and an assay? You know why we can't learn it out? Because Malachai skein lav shein eshava bakel. Because cutting off a beard is a weaker lav. So nazim mikayin nami lo yaluf. Even though the first Mandi Amar said we can learn two weaker lavim from each other, this man, the Amar, says, no. I would never learn Nazir from Kayan. Because Nazir is a weaker lav. Nazir is a different kind of weaker lav. Who said you can compare weaker lav to each other? Right. She can't lav, Nazir, she can't lav, she can't shove it by Kyle. So now, here we have it. This is the Machloikas. One Brisa holds, I can learn out Mitzayra Zaycha Nazir from Skanai, from Raishai, because I wouldn't learn it out from Skanai. Because from Skanai, I just see it pushes away Nazir. I'm sorry, it pushes away beard. Beard is a weaker lav. And one Mandi Amar says, no, once I see it pushes away weaker lav, I cross-apply it to all weaker lav. That's what we're holding now. That's that point we're holding now. So to review, because tomorrow we're going to build on this, therefore I recommend that people should be tomorrow be aware of where we're going to be holding. One man the Amar says, Rosh to teach me, I say Daichalai says. Why do I need it? Because without it, I would learn Tzitzis differently. Not to get you how I would learn Tzitzis. I would not learn that from Tzitzis, I say Daichalai says. I would not create that concept from Tzitzis. But once the Torah taught it to me by Nazir, where I say it's Zaycha weaker love, I go to Tzitzis and I say, Esa Zaycha Loises. The other man, the Amr says, Tzitzis teaches it to me. I don't need anything to tell me how to learn Shabbat Tzitzis. So therefore, Raisai teaches me that a Mitzayra can be Zaycha the love and essay of Nazir. That's what he learns. The other man, the Amr says, I learned love and essay from Kayan, who can cut off his beard by Mitzayra, even though it's a love and an essay. How do I learn that Nazir? Both are weaker law, but for different reasons. One's a weaker law because it doesn't apply to women. One's a weaker law because I can remove it. All weaker law are created equal, according to that Mandiyama. The other Mandiyama says it's not true. All weaker law are not created equal. They're not created equal. One weaker law might be Nitzka, one weaker not. I need a pasuk by Skano, I need a pasuk of Raishai. Yes?
It's essentially a negative reflection of the show.
That was too hard for me to get. That's why you slug up Tata Shabbat. That's how you always slug up Tata Shabbat, by pointing out differences.
Then you always come back and say, well, but there's still between these three things, there's one quality.
What?
So then you always wind up coming back, or you must, well, not, a number of times you want.
That's when you have a Tata Shabbat. Okay. I know, so therefore, but that's only because you find a common denominator. We're going to stop here today, and tomorrow we'll continue. Probably question 10 will never be Negeya.
Never?
I mean, it'll be Negeya next week, but it won't be Negeya now.